Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Thursday, we're speaking with Executive Director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics, Lucretia Renteria. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So today we're talking some more surveillance testing and about the dental clinic.
Exactly. I did want to let the community know that we were able to do one more round of surveillance testing. We took 86 samples on Tuesday and worked collaboratively with the City of Fort Bragg and the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, and have sent those samples down to UCSF. As we know, the results have been coming out slowly from that lab, but we hope that in about a week we should have those 86 results back. And we are looking for solutions on how to continue surveillance testing throughout the county outside of the Ukiah Valley area, which has OptumServe. In our outlying areas, the community health centers are trying to work together to see what other options we have, because beyond June 30th, that UCSF Memorandum of Understanding with the county ends, and so we need to find another lab to process our surveillance testing. So we hope to have updates in future weeks on that availability. But I also wanted to go through what people can expect when they come into the dental clinic. We'll be reopening dental services on Monday to restorative services like fillings and hygiene services, our cleanings. And these services do create spray, they create aerosol, and they had been listed as high-risk procedures during this time when we shut down the services. We wanted to really look at how to provide them safely, what kind of personal protective equipment, PPE, our staff need to be in, and how we can schedule patients so that we overlap as little as possible. We are planning on maintaining our lobby closed, so patients will not be waiting in the dental office or in the dental lobby. What you can expect is that you'll walk up to one of our windows from the outside sidewalk. We actually put our receptionists at the external windows, and you'll check in with the receptionist. And then we're asking people to take a colored piece of paper, which will indicate your provider's color for that day, and go back to your car, put that on the windshield. That piece of paper is going to be laminated. It will be sanitized between patients every time. And put that on your windshield so that the dental assistant, when she comes out to the car, will know which car she's looking for. And then the dental assistant will come out with a mask for the patient and with a thermometer, and take the patient's, ask the questions, the screening questions for any symptoms of COVID-19, take the patient's temperature, and then if everything is cleared, bring the patient into the office, directly into their operatory, into their dental exam room, and get them ready for the procedure. We do ask that the patients stay masked while they are not being worked on. And then the dentist will come in, and if this is an exam, the dentist will come in the normal equipment that you're used to seeing them in, or the normal PPE that you're used to seeing them, a regular mask and, you know, maybe their goggles, because that an exam or something like that does not create spray. It doesn't create the aerosol. So we're not putting the additional precautions in place for our staff. But if you're coming in for something like a filling, then the provider and the assistant will come in full PPE, and they'll have goggles and a face shield and a special mask on, an N95. They have their gowns on as normal. They will have some head covering. And we have a special machine that we've used that's a suction machine, which will be put near the patient's head and mouth so that it can try to absorb all of the aerosol, or as much of the aerosol as possible. And that way we have as little spray into the room and surrounding area as possible. You'll actually be escorted out of the room We have one-way traffic in the dental clinic, so you'll go around the dental clinic and come out and check out with the receptionist that is in the usual spot, her in the lobby, our usual spot for our dental receptionist. That's where you will check out if you need to make another appointment or make any kind of payment, and then be asked to leave the building. So anytime you're not being worked on, we do ask that you wear your mask covering your nose and your mouth. And that you be patient with us as we work out the kinks. This is going to be day one, and I'm sure things might change slightly, but we're just trying to open this back up. We have a long waiting list of people who had appointments canceled, and we look forward to being able to provide these services again.
All right, Lucrecia, the only thing I can think of is the long waiting list. You're calling people ahead of time, and so unless you get a call, just don't come because you need a specific time to come in.
Right, we're making appointments, and we've slowed down our schedules a little bit. We have each dentist working out of three different rooms, and so we only have two dentists and one hygienist here a day. It's not going to be the same kind of packed schedule that we had before. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take us a little while to get through the waiting list. If you have a dental need, and especially if you're in pain or have some kind of an emergency, please give us a call and we will try to fit you in. If you are an existing patient and had appointments rescheduled and you haven't heard from us, give us a call again. But we are trying to work through those cancellation lists in order to get people back into the schedule.
Great. That was the only question I could come up with. Lucrecia Renteria, the executive director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Rigelski here from the Coast.